Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From 93.7 The Fan, our brother station, Eric Hagman. Eric, good morning.
Larry, John, very good morning to you guys.
So actually, they reported over the weekend, right? Today's the first full workout?
Yeah, everybody that needs to be here, as far as we can tell, has arrived. Most of the guys, interestingly enough, were in by last Thursday or Friday. There were a few stragglers who came in, but these guys, a lot of them live down here, a lot of them train down here, so they just come on over and, you know, they're ready to go.
So as we get ready for this spring season, what are some of the storylines developing down there?
I think a couple of the storylines are the health of Gregory Polanco and how are the Pirates going to score runs with this good pitching staff so they don't end up losing every game 2-1, something like that. They've got to find a way to generate more consistent offense than what they did last year. They brought in two new hitting coaches. The players are, you know, being indoctrinated into their philosophies. So I think that's what we need to watch. Archer and Musgrove, two-fourths of the announced starting rotation over the weekend. You know, they're coming off surgeries, but neither man seems to have an issue. They're on schedule, everything we've seen.
Let's talk about Polanco for a second, because there was at one point the prevailing theory that he was not going to be ready to go at the beginning of the season. It could be mid-season before he was ready. What's the latest on that?
Well, they said 7 to 9 months, so that would have put it any time from mid-April to mid-June. As far as we can gather, and Todd Tomczyk, who is their spokesman on the medical front, has not yet spoken to anybody here on the record, but the feeling that you get is he is probably a month to maybe 6 weeks ahead of schedule, that maybe he could be back as early as the first week in May, perhaps toward mid-May. But there's nothing to suggest that he is behind schedule or has had any sort of a relapse. They're taking it very, very slowly with him. The shoulder was the more serious of the two injuries, the knee and the shoulder. He underwent serious, you know, surgery on that shoulder. It was extensive. And he's begun his throwing program. He's taking a few, you know, batting practice swings in the cage, but they're not rushing him at all, but everything seems to be on track.
One of the storylines, no doubt, will be can Jung Ho Gung return to the potent offensive threat that he was before everything kind of went sideways, and he's gotten a second chance here with the team. Have you had a chance to kind of follow how he's doing, even though it's so early?
Yeah, I had mentioned last week on The Fan that he's very relaxed. He's very comfortable. I think he appreciates what he had and what was taken away from him. And now it's going to pick up in earnest. He's been out on the fields doing some work in the cages. Now it's going to really pick up. And Rick Eckstein, who is the new hitting coach, I asked him yesterday about Gung and how they're going to approach it. He said all Gung really needs is just extensive work. He said that's what he is going to get. They're not going to judge him early on. But he needs to get as many at-bats against good pitching as he possibly can over the next couple of weeks. He said the tools are still there, but the rust, they've got to shake that off. But he thinks he's going to be okay.
You know, there are an awful lot of free agents still hanging out there waiting for a job. Are the Pirates still in the market?
I don't think for anybody of, as everybody says, Machado and Harper, definitely not there. I think they're still looking. It might be to bring a guy in on a minor league deal, take a look at a guy. There was some talk, I guess, yesterday that Rookie Davis, he was a pitcher with the Reds. The Pirates really liked him. He's kind of out there. He may end up signing with Detroit, I was told. But as far as a name player, I mean, I think they've done that now in the last 2 weeks with Cabrera and then with Liriano as well. So I would not anticipate, barring an injury to a key player, that they're going to jump in on this right now.
All right, Eric, the big question is, what's the weather like today down there? I heard it was really beautiful over the weekend.
Yeah, glad you asked, Larry. 73. You know, I have a lot of relatives who live over here on the Gulf Coast, and there's nothing that perturbs you more is when you're sitting back in Pittsburgh and you're talking to them and they're telling you how beautiful it is.
But right, I get it.
It's 73 right now. We're on our way to 85. It looks like it's going to be mid-80s all week long.
Oh, man.
And there's two stories on the local TV stations this morning. One is the money that the ball clubs bring into Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa, that sort of thing for spring training. And the other is the unseasonably warm temperatures. We are about 10 to 15 degrees above normal here in the mid-80s.
Yeah, I've been going there for about 18 years, and it's never been in the mid-80s. I can't recall this time of year, so that's extraordinary. I feel for you, buddy.
That's too hot.
You take you. Care of yourself. Get that SPF out. All right,
yep,
thanks,
stay,
Eric.
Stay hydrated. Yep.
Yeah,
all right,
really.
Guys.
All right, we'll check back later this week. Eric Hagman on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.